96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yeah, what about men when it comes to grooming? Women have always had a reputation for good grooming. Some men do, others not so much. Well, tonight we're talking about head-to-toe grooming for men from the skin to his style. My guests are David Polk, barber and men's grooming expert, and Roger Gore, president and CEO of G Natural Products. He's an expert on men's hygiene. Also on the phone, we have Dr. Sharon Oddie. She is a physician as well as a social commentator, and she has quite a bit to say about men and grooming, or lack thereof. Lines are open if you want to talk about this. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Roger, David, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold, for inviting me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Dr. Sharon, are you ready to go?
I am definitely ready to go. Good to be back on.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this these precious moments with us. Let's first talk about what men don't know about grooming. Roger, what's going on with that?
Well, it becomes a issue when you can say that you actually really don't know about grooming. If you know and choose not to groom, I have a problem with that. If you don't know, it's time for us to educate you about grooming. It's very important that men have to understand, young men have to understand, that grooming is your first, that's the first thing someone sees when you walk up, is are you well groomed? From your nails, to your hair, to your face, to your clothes, grooming is important. It's the first view. It's the window to your soul.
David, whose responsibility is it to teach young men about grooming? We all know that mama tells you to wash those nooks and crannies, but often do parents pay more attention to girls than they do the boys?
Well, from what I've seen, I think it's a combination of both at times. Sometimes, you know, just like in the barber game, you have a lot of women that'll bring the young men opposed to the fathers. That in itself is already an issue because a lot of times she has a harder time explaining the type of service that she would like to have. So, you know, I think that, you know, it would be nice to see your father step up, you know, because I would say that, yes, that's something that you would see a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of guys not really, really getting as active as they should be about teaching it from the grassroots level.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Sharon, not only are you a physician, but one of the things that you are, you're a bon vivant. You are familiar with style and kind of luxury living. But when we get down to brass tacks, when you look at a guy, what's the first thing that you notice about his grooming or lack thereof?
First thing that I usually notice, number one, are you clean? Number one.
Mm-hmm.
And you just inhale, and is there an odor there? And that's both from oral, from your mouth, or is there a little funk there? That's number one. But you also look at what the entire package is from a grooming aspect. If your hair is unkempt, the beard, yeah, you have a beard, but it's unkempt. And you don't have to be Denzel coming out, but are you at least putting in some effort? Do you have a white shirt on and it's stained and you're out in public? Those kind of things are dead giveaways. And then if I look down at the feet and those toenails are curled up or crusty or green and thick, that's a big no-no.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big thing. And a little bit later, I do want to talk about the causes of the medical, the physiological causes of some of those critical issues? Because sometimes it's not just going to the store or doing what mama tells you. Sometimes there are some medical issues, which is why we have Dr. Sharon with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about head to toe grooming for men, from the skin to the style. Where do men start? So with that in mind, Roger, what is the best foundational suggestion that you have for men when it comes to grooming? Let's talk about cleanliness.
I want to piggyback on her last statement that Doc said. She said that feet, toenails. See, women set the tone. So what happened in my father's time, you know, they didn't focus much on the feet. You know, on special occasions, as long as you cleaned up well, most women were okay with that. Today, it has changed. Women are very particular about their man's feet, about his hands, about his hair, about his total grooming. A lot of the guys understand that our females set the tone on what's accepted. So when you look at, she mentioned hygiene, very important. When I was coming up, first thing my mom or my father taught me was, as you get older, shave the hair from under your arms. Why? Because your sweat produces a bacteria. And what holds that smell is the hair more than anything else that's under your arms, and then it gets into your clothes. So we have to, you know, something that was mentioned earlier about lack of male guidance. Mm-hmm. The male has been removed from the home. There are not as many men reaching back and trying to educate and raise our young men. When you look at the women, they're doing their best. They're trying to, you know, play both sides. And sometimes they overdo it. You see a kid that's too prissy, and you know he don't have that balance. But when it says it takes a village to raise a child, that means men in our community should be stepping up, paying attention, telling our young men, pull your pants up. Telling our young men your hygiene is the window to your soul.
Well, let's talk about hygiene. When it comes to soap, Roger, what do you suggest? I mean, do you do your Safeguard? Do you do Dial? A lot of guys are using some of the liquid soaps. What do you think?
I'm telling you an ingredient that I have been playing with our company, but charcoal. Charcoal is the new ingredient, and I'm going to tell you why. Charcoal is amazing in removing impurities and toxins out of the skin, as well as it tightens up the skin. So when you get your bags under your eyes, your lines on your forehead, your line on your nose, your cheek line, charcoal tightens up the skin. I love charcoal in soap. I love charcoal in body wash. I love charcoal as a face mask. It has so many different benefits to it for us. I just recommend go with the new thing that's hot, that's working, that has amazing results, is the charcoal.
What do you think, Dr. Sharon, about that? Dr. Sharon, can you hear me?
Barely. If you could just repeat the question.
He was saying, my question was about cleanliness and soaps. Roger just mentioned charcoal soaps. Do you think that's an option, or what if you're just shopping at the grocery store? What should you look for to just be clean?
When it comes to soap, especially men, you all need something with some deodorant in it. I am on a personal crusade against Irish Spring soap, which is very drying and one
yes,
of the worst things
most definitely
you could ever
agree with that.
Use, in my opinion, and those of many dermatologists. But you need something with a little with deodorant in it. And I think I said something on Facebook recently. Dove soap is the best soap, one of the best soaps that you can use as far as being good for the skin.
I agree.
Moisturizing and all that. Well, Dove with deodorant in it is Lever 2000, which is a great option for a soap. As it relates to charcoal, it's not going to hurt you. But I don't necessarily think that there are a lot of benefits. And I say, switch it up. Have both maybe some Lever 2000, have charcoal. You don't have to use the exact same thing every single day.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about grooming for men from head to toe, from skin to style. If you have a question or if you have a comment about grooming, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. So, David, I know you get this question all the time when you're dealing with barbering and hair cutting and shaving and the like. What is the best advice that you can give for men as it relates to shaving? Because some guys have razor bumps, some guys don't. What about beards? Beards are really, really popular. What's your pitch on that?
Well, first of all, I love how you just asked that, because the truth of the matter is a lot of guys, they come in and the first thing that they don't do is they don't brush or comb their beard at all. And so, you know, for me, it's like, well, let's do the basics. Let's at least maintenance it by combing it out, putting some steam on it. You know what I'm saying? Swelling up the follicle. And, you know, even if they was to try, like a simple hair tonic. But the thing is, for me, and I want to go back with the odor issue, mm-hmm. because what I'm starting to see a lot of now is you have a lot of guys come in, they want their beard serviced, but there's also an odor too. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's up under the lip or around the ear. And so, you know, for me, I think that being mindful of what you do before you get to the shop, you know what I'm saying? Steaming, cleaning the crevices around, you know, your mouth, around your ear, catch that.
Don't just get up out of bed and rush to the shop.
Yeah, don't do that. It makes my job complicated. That's an unfortunate situation. You can go so far. But I think that for me, putting heat, you know what I'm saying? You know, and that's why, you know, I have a associate of mine, some friends of mine named Logan Carter. And what he does is he throws that hot towel on the face. Like, steam does wonders. It does wonders. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to do that and at least work on that wash, you know what I'm saying, your face not too often. And another thing I want to say, too, on washing your face, be mindful of the different type of soaps that you use, because some have too much alcohol in it. The alcohol will tighten your skin, you know what I'm saying, to the point to where now you're getting ingrown hairs because the follicle is closing up because of what alcohol does to it.
Interesting. Yeah. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Sonia calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Sonia. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I was calling to ask, my son is, he's about to graduate and he's going out into the world. And I've, you know, his dad has not been in his life the last 7 or 8 years to really, you know, speak on this subject. But, you know, he's gotten better with, you know, his personal hygiene, but those little things like his, you know, like really brushing his teeth and his tongue and, you know, really getting all the spots under his arms and things like that. It's like, I still have to tell him, you know, hey, I smell you, or, you know, can you do this differently? What kind of tips can you give me for, you know, to help him with that? Because he's about to go off to college and, you know, there are some things that I think he still hasn't gotten down packed yet.
Well, I think that that's a great question that's going to take us into the break, because every one of my panelists, Sonia, will have something to say about that. So please, Sonia, hang on. Don't hang up. I want you to hear the answer on the other side of this break. Also, James calling from Woodbridge. We're going to also talk about boys grooming. What's the difference? We're going to talk about athlete's foot, jock itch. We're going to talk about bad breath, all of that stuff as it relates to men and grooming. Lines are still open. If you have a question or if you have a comment, if you're having difficulty getting in, I promise, keep trying. We will talk to you. So please stay with us at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay on the phones. Hang on. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on men's grooming in just a few seconds.
Yeah. The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Grin with a mouth full of gold teeth. Starting brief is how he spells relief. Acting like he don't care, but all I gotta do is beep on 911 and he'll be there. Right by my side with his roughneck tactics, roughneck attitude.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about head-to-toe grooming for men from skin to style. Even if you are a roughneck, you still need to be clean, and you still need to smell good. My guests are David Polk, barber and men's grooming expert, Roger Gore, president and CEO of G Natural Products. He's an expert on men's hygiene, and Dr. Sharon Oddie, physician and social commentator. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, Roger, let's deal with Sonia and her son. He's about to graduate from high school. Give him some grooming 101 for a young man.
Yeah, so what you have to do, I'm going to go beyond and come back to the grooming aspect is...
Well, no, let's not. Let's answer her question because we've got a lot of calls on the phone.
So what I look at is that you have to get him a mentor, a male mentor that can help share what I'm about to, or reinforce what I'm about to share with you when it comes to his hygiene, is that he has to have not only grooming hygiene for his hair, which I recommend, you know, shampoo, conditioner, just your basics for him, as well as some form of moisturizer to add moisture to his hair. Because a lot of men that start the ball early, it's not always genetic or male pattern baldness. It's just from the lack of moisture in the hair or the skin. Also, with his toiletries inside the shower, I always say you have to, you know, be consistent in teaching men something my mom taught me. Don't let the streets hit the sheets in the evening. So if you take a shower in the morning, you should also take a shower when you get back in, because men tend to sweat more than women. So we have a different need. I believe in cleansing and then moisturizing the skin. I don't like moisturized soaps. It's hard to wash and wax a car at the same time. It's hard to clean and moisturize the skin at the same time. You don't want to remove as many oils, but at the same time, focus first on cleansing and then focus on adding moisture back into the skin.
Okay. Dr. Sharon, for a young man who is about to graduate from high school, he's probably, if nothing else, he's probably playing a little ball or something like that. What do you suggest as far as grooming and cleanliness so that people aren't sniffing around him when he's walking the streets or going to school or wherever?
Kind of a great question, and I think this applies to young men and old. Number one is wash. Let's go to the basics. You know, I like to keep it real. So send him with a great soap that has anti-deodorant properties, a great soap. And men often in the summertime, and especially if he's an athlete, will take multiple showers and should take multiple showers a day. One of the things, he's an athlete, so he probably doesn't have this issue, but if he's a really big guy, he's going to sweat more in the folds of his skin. They're called inguinal folds between your stomach and your thigh. And you have to not only wash, but make sure that you dry off well so you don't get fungus on the skin. When we talk about jock itch, we're talking about fungus. When we talk about toenail fungus and foot fungus, it is a fungus. He needs flip-flops to go in the shower. His bare feet should never touch a public shower, public door. So he's going to need that. And to know to always protect his feet, because if Brother Joe is in front of him and he has foot fungus and he walks on that, he's going to get that. Other things are good antiperspirant, which always also will have a deodorant in it. Deodorant just covers the funk. Antiperspirants actually keep you from perspiring. And, of course, I have to, as a physician, make sure that I say on college campuses, you can get everything from the rooty to the tooty. Gonorrhea, the super gonorrhea is out there, syphilis and other STDs. Whether you know he's sexually active or not, he needs condoms. and he needs a real talk with a real man. If his father has not been in his life, he needs real talk. Mm-hmm. If he has not been circumcised, for instance, there is a talk about how he needs to wash his genital areas. But those are kind of the top line from a purely cleanliness and health standpoint. Certainly we know that he needs to brush his teeth twice a day and not just cover up with some Listerine, but you need to brush the teeth and all that. And then finally, we were talking about athlete's foot. One of the reasons why people get athlete's foot is because you sweat more, and men do get it more. You sweat more, and you sweat between the toes. So, and usually athlete's foot starts between the pinky toe and the toe in front. You actually need to dry in between your toes and take some time to dry off completely, even in the summertime. Those are kind of top line. And then finally, he's an athlete if he's outside, but everyone needs sunscreen. Start with an SPF 30. And if he's out, say he's a football player, basketball, football more than likely right now, he needs to put that on, not just to protect against skin cancer, but also if to have even tanning, mm-hmm. Because you are going to get tanned. So those are kind of the top line for me.
Yeah, sounds good. Now, when you're talking about the hair cutting and the like, is he going to college, Sonia?
Yes, he is.
Okay, see, a lot of guys cut their own hair because, yeah, there you go. David gave me the eye roll. Okay, so suggestions for dealing with your hair when he's away in college.
It's a routine. I think for me, and, you know, being up the street from Howard University, the thing that I would like to recommend for my young men, you know what I'm saying, is this. You know, because haircuts do cost. And I think that a lot of times as a student, you know what I'm saying, a lot of students can't afford, you know, what I used to do, you know, is find somebody that was really good on campus. But the dangerous thing about that is quality control. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing, just like the doctor just said, it's easy to pass on fungus to fungus. You know what I'm saying? You can get fungus in your clippers by not, you know, grooming yourself. So, like I said, you just want to educate yourself on the best possible, you know, do your research on the best possible person to go to. But even in between, even when your hair gets long, you can still groom it. If you can't go to the barbershop, you can still groom your hair. You can still hydrate your hair. You know what I'm saying? You know, so don't think that just because you didn't get a haircut, you don't wash up. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to stay at home. No, mm-hmm. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Do the best that you can. You know, go to CVS, get you some, you know, little clippers, and take your time. Go slow.
There you go. Sonia, good luck. You're quite welcome. And I'm sure he's going to do just fine in college. We'll do the education piece next.
You so
you're quite welcome. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. James. Whoops. I'm sorry, James. There we go. From Woodbridge, Virginia. Thanks for calling, James. What's on your mind? James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say I hear a lot of talking about, you know, fathers being in their children's life. And I'm one of them, and I get it all. And I get that. The problem I have with my son is I've been in all his life since day one, and now he's 17. And he done got lazy. And I'm trying to figure out, he got lazy with his hygiene, and I'm trying to figure out what happened. Is that still on the father, or, you know, is it at a certain point where, you know, you expect your child to see what he's done, what his father's done the right way, with grooming? And now it's his own choice that he's doing these things.
That's a really, really good point, James. Thank you so much for that question. Go right ahead, Dave.
You know, it's. I'm so glad that you just asked that question. Do you know the story of the prodigal son? And the story of the prodigal son is really, really interesting. You could have taught your son everything that he needed to know. However, it came to a place in his life where the things that he was taught, he exited. What I'm saying to you is this. in our society, it is trending, just, you know, even in barbering, to kind of look not kept. That's a trend now. It's nothing that you didn't do. You know what I'm saying? You exposed him to all of that. But the thing is he has to learn himself now. And he's going to learn. You know why? Because he's going to apply for that job where the one thing that may hurt him is grooming. You know, you sound great. Your resume look good, but you didn't look like much, sir. And I'm so sorry. He's going to learn that. And that's a part of life. He's going to come full circle with what you taught him.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on that, David. You're right, Steph. You've done your part. You have done everything you're supposed to do as a father, as a male figure. And life, when we get to that point, 18, 17, it's our choice. Most kids are looking to find their identity, find their independence. And if they don't see it come as naturally, that could be some form of depression that they don't know where they're going. And you have to look beyond the hygiene part and get into his mental state as far as where in his mind, in his heart, in his spirit. What does he want to do? When Dave made a great point, when he goes out there and start applying for these jobs and then he's going to get these rejections, it's several ways that it can go because, like you just mentioned, it's trendy. So he can fall in with the crowd that's not grooming. Or he can decide in life to make a difference, step his game up, listen to what his father said, these things stay in his head, and start applying these things and start growing.
I'd like to jump in I'd like to jump in on this part.
Go ahead.
So one of the things I just want the father to hear, and I certainly agree with what was just said, but one of the things that I want all parents to know, and as far as us, one of the first things, and this is the other part of the spectrum, one of the first things to go when you have depression, whether small or, you know, a little depression and little feeling low or major depression and anxiety, is actually grooming and hygiene. You don't feel like taking a shower. You don't want to take a shower. And I think that the point cannot be lost. I know this is not about necessarily mental health, but we know with depression, some of the signs and symptoms that we're looking for as physicians is we ask about getting up. We ask about showering. We ask about what are you doing with your hygiene? And certainly in 2018, where on television and online you see African-American males being mistreated, mishandling, I do believe that we're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, and it's going en masse. You also need to have that real talk with him about kind of what's going on in his life. Just as an aside, and we don't think about it, we think he just wants to be funky and doesn't want to take a shower, when indeed he actually may be exhibiting signs and symptoms of depression and feeling worthless, and why bother?
And here's another question, James. You said he's 17?
Yeah.
He's 17. Is he in high school?
Yes.
Where is he going to be? Over the next 2 years, is he going to college? Is he going to enter the job market, military? What's the plan?
It looks like he's going to probably go to community college and then probably transfer to a 4-year college.
Here's the thing, and I'll suggest this, and if anybody wants to agree or disagree, you're certainly most welcome to do that. When he is making the transition from boy to man, sometimes we don't, as boys, we don't always want to hear what our father's telling us. But the person that they will listen to is the opposite sex. Because if he's, you know, starting to date and or starting to listen to the objects of his affection or their peers, all he has to do is listen to what the girls or young women are saying, and when they start talking about how other guys look or how they smell, for example, or how their face or their hair is beat. I'm getting old, but trust me. Trust me.
I've told him, you know, last couple of years, I was like, you're probably only going to change one way if somebody embarrasses you. And it probably will be a girl, someone you're dating or something is going to tell you that something stinks or smells on you for you to get the picture. What I've been trying to tell you and groom you all your life. But that's how you're going to listen. You're not listening to me, but someone's going, it's going to be like that for you to probably get in shape, but, you know, and notice.
It's going to happen, James. He'll be fine. You've done your job. You just can't see it. James, thank you so much for calling. You're quite welcome. We'll be back in just a moment with more about grooming for gentlemen from skin to style. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about head-to-toe grooming for men from skin to style. I didn't want to forget about some of the other physiological issues regarding grooming. And briefly, Dr. Sharon, I want you to talk about bad breath, because it's funny, but it's not funny. Mm. Where does it come from? How should men, or anyone for that matter, address that?
And did you say, I didn't hear you well, you said athlete's foot?
No, I said bad breath.
Oh, bad breath. Well, two things. One, you don't brush your teeth, period, okay? So if you don't brush your teeth and you don't floss, food particles start to decay in your mouth, bacteria grows, and it gives off an odor. We know in a science lab, in a medical lab, bacteria stinks. And so you're doing a science experiment in your mouth, and then you want to put your lips on a woman. But that's a whole nother story.
she went
it don't
there.
Work.
Yes.
So start with brushing your teeth twice a day and flossing in between the teeth, because you need to get rid of the food particles. Now, there are other medical reasons for bad breath, which are beyond hygiene.
Yeah.
And that is, if you have reflux, if you have GI reflux, increased acid secretion, often that will come out because of digestive, you know, the mouth is connected to the throat, connected to the stomach, and all of that. So you have digestive area problems, and that can come out. One of my girlfriends was dating a guy, and he was a perfect guy, wonderful, perfect guy. And she just was like, yeah, I can't do it. You need to really see a doctor. He never called her again. But she said, I'm a doctor. I'm telling you, this is her breath. This is halitosis.
Oh,
now,
man.
She could have said it eased better, but this is halitosis. And I think there's something really wrong, because this is not even, this is totally abnormal. And even if you have what's called ketotic breath or fruity breath, that can be a sign of diabetes, for instance. So if you really do have very bad breath and you are brushing your teeth and all that, you do need to seek, go see your internist, go see a dentist. Of course, rotting teeth, if your teeth are rotting in your mouth, then they are going to smell.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much.
And brush your tongue.
I have a true story.
Brush through your mouth and brush your tongue.
Go ahead.
I have a true story. The situation with bad breath is so bad that it was a barber that I worked with. He actually started to lose clientele. That's a real issue. You know, he was great, good at what he was, you know, great barber, great guy and everything. But like the doctor said, consider the fact that you need to get in front of a mirror, blow into it, and if it doesn't smell right to you, do something about it.
There you go. Now, you were talking, Roger, about the fact that women have a movement, but men don't have a movement as it pertains to grooming. What do you mean by
that? We don't have a movement in the community for men. Women are doing an amazing job coming together, nurturing each other, changing the dynamics of the game as far as their appearances, stepping their game up, becoming tons of breeders of alpha females. In our communities, we have lost pace of the image of the African-American male, or the male in general. We don't have a movement. I think all I remember was the Million Man March, was about as close as we got to all the guys getting together and knowing that we had to step up and we had to train our young men, train ourselves to want more, look better, grow in our lives, all these things. We don't have a movement today. I see so many flyers. I see so many emails on Facebook about women conferences. Every other day there's a woman something, a woman conference, a woman meeting, a woman that. I don't hear about any men's conferences. I don't see where We are coming together to better ourselves. It's not about judgment. It's just about how do you be the best that you can be.
Dr. Sharon, talk to me about that, because briefly, you can, on any pleasant night, you can see couples strolling at National Harbor, at the wharf, Baltimore Harbor, whatever, and you will see the women in nice dresses and heels, hair done, nails done, looking good, and the guys are wearing jeans and sneaks and tank tops. Where's the disconnect? Dr. Sharon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but I did not hear the question.
I was saying that you can, on any given night, you can see couples, young couples, where the woman is heels, nails done, hair done,
yeah,
in a dress, and the guy is in a tank top, jeans, and sneaks. Where is the disconnect?
Well, you know, unfortunately in our society, women have been told that we have to be both beautiful, smart, engaging, and be able to put a 10-course meal on the plate and keep the house clean and all of that. And it is expected. I mean, I'm a shoe horse and a clothes horse and love makeup. I'm on the show a lot. I'm a girly girl. But we have more expectations. Many of us will talk to our girlfriends about what we're wearing on a date or get it together. And then men sometimes, I love brothers. Now, I love y'all, men in general. But y'all just believe you just show up, and that's enough. That's from walking in the harbor to the bedroom. You just show up. We got to wear the heels and the bustier and all that, but that's another show.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually women will actually start to help dress their man. So when she buys you an outfit, she is basically telling you, sweetie, you need to tighten it up. But it's going to look like, well, I'm just buying you a T-shirt and some jeans because I just want you to be cute.
Mm-mm.
No, I think it is our expectations. And, you know, we have other expectations the other way. Men bear a financial burden often and expectations that women do not. But it is the woman trying to, and number one, we will go out to girl with our girlfriends in heels, makeup to the nine or whatever. It's what we do.
Right.
So that's not necessarily just the date. It's often what we do and societal training. Mm.
You were going to say something, David, when she... I know you were about to say preach,
but doctor, I just want to say thank you for sharing that with us, because that was real. And, you know, for the men that are listening, we need to hear this, you know, because the truth of the matter is it's called accountability. You know, I love the fact that when I look at our beautiful women out there and they give their best, a lot of times, you know, we get into a situation where we feel like all we have to do is just work. No grooming, no nothing. I'm the guy. I'm here. That's not doable, man. That's not acceptable. I have a situation. I had a situation a couple of weeks ago where a client came through and he could not describe his haircut. So his lady got up and she described exactly how she wanted his haircut. You know, that's okay, but for me, that's problematic, because you got to be on top of yourself.
The movement, I'm telling
you,
is rolling into them having an expectation. She said that so clearly. Dr. Sharon said, we can go out without y'all, and we're going to be sharp to the T, because why? They're impressing each other.
Straight up.
It's about,
straight
you
up.
Can't be in this club unless you got your act together, your game together, your car game, your clothes game, your credit card game. But once we create a movement for men, and it's coming, I'm telling you, because why? We can't keep up.
Man,
women are going to start to turn away, because why? It's no longer needed. The tolerance is not needed.
Let me grab a quick phone call. Victor, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind?
Oh, this is Victor. I was just wanted to say, talk about, as a black man, shaving and grooming. I stopped using razors because a couple days after using razors, I noticed I would start to get the little razor bumps and break out. And once I stopped using razors and instead replaced that with using clippers, I never broke out again, and my face just got healthier. Also, I wanted to mention, a lot of guys don't use moisturizers on their face after taking a shower. They put lotion or don't put anything at all. Moisturizing your face is actually good for you as well, and helps keeps it healthy as well and not dry, so you don't have to worry about breaking out and, you know, getting pimples and blackheads, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that was my comment.
Well, Victor, thank you very, very much.
Excellent comment. Yeah. And I just want to hit one thing, and that's the ingrown hairs, especially that come with African-American men and men of color. You know, the hair grows out and curls back and goes back into the skin. Well, when it's hit the air and hit the skin, you pick up bacteria. That bacteria comes back into the skin. That's how you get bumps. And you can, certainly the bacteria on your face, all of us have bacteria in some spot, in, period, you have to.
Well, hold on, Doc, because Roger has a comment. Go ahead, Roger. I'm really short on time. Go ahead.
I educated the Navy and the Army on this comment about the hair growing back into the skin, and that's a falsehood. And men that shave understand that. It's a micro injury. So what happens is, when the micro injury happens and the skin forms over the hair, because the hair has it's cut at an angle, the hair cannot penetrate the skin, the liquid skin. So it actually grows
under the skin.
Under the skin.
But sometimes, I think both of you are right because sometimes they grow under the skin and sometimes it grows up and under
He's exactly right. And we're both right.
100%. Mm. Well, and I've got 30 seconds, and I'm going to let you have this one, Dr. Sharon, because you're not in here, so you don't know. It smells really good in here. But let's talk about cologne. How much is too much? How should men apply it?
I love cologne. I love men in cologne. That's a little secret tip.
He's talking about me, Dr. Sharon. I want you to know that.
Tell us, Doc. Teach us, Doc.
Say again.
You apply it sparingly. I don't need to smell it before I see you, and it doesn't need to be on my clothes. Sparingly and at the pulse points. It really is true. Where you feel a pulse at your wrist, at your neck, put the cologne on there, and the body will naturally take it to other areas.
Well, there you go. Awesome. I'm out of time. We could talk another hour about this, but I want to thank David Polk, Roger Gore, and Dr. Sharon Otte for talking to us. Come on, guys. Look good. Smell good. Be clean. Be sharp. If not for her, hey, do it for yourself. How about that? That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM, Channel 141 for this Thursday, May 10th. I'm Harold Fisher. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night. Better never forget. Yeah.